Hi there, it's me, Alan from Sesame Street, and you're listening to Good Night World, a sleepcast where your friends at Sesame Street and Headspace Studios help you get ready for bed.
Good night, world.
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 Tonight's episode is...
Elmo to the Moon.
Well, hello. I'm so glad you're here. This is Alan, your friend from Sesame Street, with another good friend of yours.
Hello, hello, hello.
Elmo.
Yeah. Elmo is so happy that his good friend Alan is babysitting tonight. Especially tonight.
Why is that, Elmo?
Because today, during story time at the library, Elmo heard one all about his favorite comic book hero, Galactic Stan.
Oh, I know about him. I've read some of his adventures, too. They're very exciting. He's an astronaut, right?
That's right, Alan. Galactic Stan explores outer space. Astronauts find out about stars and planets like Mars. Mars, Alan, even the moon.
That sounds amazing.
So, Elmo was wondering, well...
Yes?
Before Elmo gets ready for bedtime, maybe Alan could read Elmo another story about Galactic Stan, please?
Well, I'd love to, Elmo, but I don't see any Galactic Stan comic books here in your apartment.
Oh, right. Elmo left his Galactic Stan books at Zoe's house for her to read. So Elmo guesses he won't be hearing an outer space adventure tonight, huh?
Oh, sure you can.
Huh?
We could tell a story together about an adventure in space. One that we invent ourselves. We could have a story about astronaut Abby, or astronaut Big Bird, or...
Astronaut Elmo! Oh, Alan, could Elmo's story be about Elmo?
Yes, it sure can.
Oh, astronaut Elmo can't wait for his outer space adventure.
Okay, then. How about we plop down here on the sofa, and I'll start us off. Tonight, our story is all about astronaut Elmo's imaginary journey into space. Once upon a time on Sesame Street, Elmo was just about ready for bed, wearing his most favorite fuzzy purple pajamas, all covered in stars. He went to his window to look at the moon and... Elmo was so surprised by what he saw.
What, Alan? What was it?
Parked right there on Sesame Street, right outside Hooper's store, was a great big red spaceship.
Hubba what?
Elmo didn't know where the spaceship had come from, but he knew somehow that it was meant just for him.
Sure, anything can happen in an imaginary story.
So after asking his mommy and daddy if it was okay to go on an adventure in space, Elmo changed out of his fuzzy purple pajamas into a spacesuit. Astronaut Elmo put on his space boots. Then he ran right into that red spaceship. He closed the big red door.
And Elmo buckled in, nice and safe, with his seatbelt.
Countdown ready.
Astronaut Elmo, ready for takeoff.
Let's start it now.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off! And before he knew it, Elmo's big red spaceship was moving faster and faster up into outer space. And through the window of his big red spaceship, Elmo saw the Earth's moon straight ahead.
Yay! Elmo's on his way to the moon!
That's right. As it flew closer to the moon, the big red spaceship began to slow down. The moon was so close now. It filled the whole window, a great big silvery circle, glowing brightly there in outer space.
It sounds beautiful, Alan.
Oh, the moon is beautiful.
Uh-huh.
The big red spaceship landed gently on the moon. Astronaut Elmo got ready to step out. He checked his spacesuit.
And his helmet. Astronaut Elmo needs his helmet.
Yes. Even in an imaginary before-bedtime story, Astronaut Elmo needs that. He put on his space helmet and opened the big red spaceship's door.
Oh, what did Astronaut Elmo do then, Alan?
He bounced slowly down the spaceship steps. Because you know, Elmo, in space there is no gravity, so you float and bounce when you walk around.
Elmo saw pictures of real astronauts bouncing on the moon. It looks like so much fun.
It is. Astronaut Elmo walked and bounced and bounced and walked all over the moon, exploring. He collected moon rocks to take back home, and he saw many craters, big holes, all over the moon.
Oh, Astronaut Elmo sure did a lot of exploring.
He did, until all that exploring and bouncing made Astronaut Elmo feel tired. It had been a big, exciting adventure.
Yeah, a real big adventure.
So Astronaut Elmo waved goodbye to the moon and climbed back into his big red spaceship and set his countdown again.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off! For home! Before he knew it, Astronaut Elmo's big red spaceship landed back on Sesame Street. His space adventure tonight was done. But Elmo knew he'd be back again someday.
To explore the moon some more.
The end.
Oh, thank you, Alan. That story was out of this world.
Oh, you're welcome, Elmo. I liked making up a space story with you, too.
Would like to go on another adventure and visit a planet. Maybe planet Saturn. Yeah, it has rings that go round and round. Oh, Astronaut Elmo would like to explore those.
You know, I think you can, Elmo, by using your imagination. Before you go to bed, you can imagine you're taking another trip into space, way high, with the stars. Exploring space in our story has been so exciting. Let's slow down and relax now, before our bedtime routine, by taking some slow belly breaths.
Elmo thinks that would be nice, Alan.
And we can use a countdown, like the one in our story, to help us focus. You ready?
Ready.
Good. So let's breathe slowly in through our noses. Then slowly breathe out through our mouths. This next time, after we blow our breaths out, let's slowly count down from 3 before we breathe in again. We'll do this 3 times.
Elmo can count down, Alan. Let's do it.
Okay, here goes. Let's breathe slowly in through our noses. Then slowly breathe out through our mouths. And count down.
3, 2, 1.
Now, let's take our second belly breath. Let's slowly breathe in through our noses, then slowly breathe out through our mouths. Then count down.
3, 2, 1.
Now, the third and last belly breath before we blast off into our imagination. Let's breathe slowly in through our noses and breathe out through our mouths and count down.
3, 2,
Super job with the countdown, Elmo.
Thank you, Alan. Alan, can Elmo maybe count down one last time? A real spaceship countdown all the way from 10?
Okay, sure.
Elmo may be too sleepy to finish. But Elmo will try. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's imagine astronaut Elmo is inviting you to join him on a trip into outer space. First, Elmo steps aboard his big red spaceship. He's wearing a warm, fuzzy spacesuit with swirling stars all over it and a helmet on his head. On his feet, he wears big space boots made of shiny fabric. The spacesuit helps protect his body. The helmet helps him breathe in space. And the space boots help him move around. As Elmo takes his seat in the spaceship, he counts down to take off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. The spaceship lifts up, up, up into the sky, high into outer space. Soon, Elmo's red spaceship is flying between the stars. The spaceship flies past the moon, a big silver circle in the sky, and through the galaxy. The galaxy is a deep blue color, lit up by stars. The spaceship flies past shining planets. It flies past a planet that looks red. This planet is called Mars. Then it flies past a really big planet. This planet is called Jupiter. Jupiter looks like it has stripes and a big red spot on one side. Elmo's red spaceship keeps flying to explore more of outer space. After passing Jupiter, another spaceship sails slow and steady past Elmo's. This new spaceship is silver with red stripes running down the side. From behind the spaceship's window, an astronaut waves. Elmo waves back. He wonders where the astronaut is off to. Maybe a far away planet. Or maybe back to Earth. Maybe they'll meet again on his next space adventure. Elmo flies back towards the Earth's moon in his spaceship. As it approaches the moon, his spaceship slows down and lands. The moon is sandy and rocky, and it has lots of craters on its surface. Craters are giant holes. Elmo steps out of the spaceship and hops gently, bouncing up and down on the sand in his space boots. From the moon, Elmo can see so many stars. He looks down and sees a shiny moon rock poking out of the sand. Elmo picks it up to look at it. It sparkles in his hand. He puts it in his pocket. Everything on the moon is calm and gentle. There's the soft whisper of another rocket ship landing nearby, and the shiny swirl of a shooting star in the distance. Elmo has had so much fun flying through outer space, but he's starting to feel sleepy again. He walks back to his red spaceship, which will carry him back to Earth and back to Sesame Street. He steps up onto the spaceship. And it lifts off of the moon. As he flies back home, past planets and twinkling stars, Elmo sees planet Earth below. It looks like a bright blue circle in the galaxy. There are lots of white clouds, and beneath the clouds, big blue oceans. As his spaceship gets closer, Elmo can even see Sesame Street coming into view. Gently, the spaceship lands on Sesame Street.
Good night.